And Coe's head basketball coach of King City, Wildcats led their crossover game. They got Milan at Milan for the crossover game, and King City was hosted their own tournament last week and had Stanbury in a conference game that was prior to that. Any conference games you were playing, or that conference game, I guess, per se, one could serve as you had an opportunity to have a say of who would win the division or be the top team of the division, and two, probably help yourself in positioning. Nonetheless, challenging team, but a Stanbury team that, you know, you had – well, you had things really going your way within the first half. And, you know, the first time you played Stanbury, it was a competitive game that they pulled away from late. This was really more of a game that you really did have a semblance of control in the first half, didn't you?
Yeah. I had a 5-point lead in halftime, 21-16. Everything was going our way. We were controlling tempo and really controlling who scored for them. You know, they got three kids that are very good. And, you know, for us to keep the score at 21-16, I thought everything was going in our favor. And then second half, we just couldn't get things going quite as well. We still held them to 46 points. And, you know, if you tell me we're going to hold Stanbury to 46 points, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to be in the ball game. And I know the score got a little inflated there where it ended up being a 15-point game, but under 4 minutes to go, it was a 3-point game for 1 point. So, you know, it goes from being a close game to on the scoreboard looking like, you know, we may not even been there, but we fouled and tried to get back in the game and things like that, so the score got inflated there at the end.
Okay, had Stuartsville first round of the King City tournament. Stuartsville wins 42-41, and, you know, I guess it's great to be the coach or team on the side of it when it happens, and once in a while it will happen, but I don't know if it even happens as often as once per season. But the stars seem to align, and when it looks like you still, you know, when it looks like you have things in hand, even though it wasn't a great game for King City, it looked, you know, you look like you think had things in hand, and then the stars align, and Stuartsville was really able to take one from you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to credit Stuartsville for a lot of things, but I feel like in that final minute, you know, we cost ourselves that game. I didn't feel like we had the same energy as we did previously on the Friday night against Stanbury. Thought maybe we came out a little disappointed, a little flat. Down 8 to 10 points the majority of the game, finally got it going in the fourth quarter and took a 5-point lead with a minute to go, and actually had a 5-point lead with 13 seconds to go, and a couple missed free throws, a couple turnovers that we just didn't need, a silly foul, and then all of a sudden a bank in three at the buzzer is a combination that just didn't turn out for us. You know, and I sit there and ask, why didn't that rim out? But it just, you know, maybe it'll be a lesson that we needed to know for a little bit coming up in, this year.
All right, you did get into the trophy game, though. Beat Albany 53-28. I'll say that, yeah, Albany did, you know, compete, and, you know, they're constructed to do that. Some games have got away from them fairly early this year, and while I would say that, you know, King City still controlled how that game unfolded, you know, that one didn't get away necessarily from Albany. They still competed.
Yeah, they did a good job, and, you know, we are really trying to work on some of our press defense that night, and credit to Albany's point guard, Sagan. He's quick, and so quick guards tend to be able to break presses a little easier than other teams. So, you know, I know Albany's had kind of a rough year, but he's been definitely a bright spot for them. I mean, he was tough for us to contain that night, but we were able to pull away there late.
All right, Maysville in the consolation final. Maysville wins 59-56. I suppose it was good to have that test to work on press defense, because you certainly needed it against Maysville, because I would say what in that third quarter, even though you'd had some lulls this season offensively, you may have been as frustrated within a game as what you have in any there about the third quarter, and it just wasn't going your way within your half-court offense. So you had to make a change, and you did, and it worked out, and not only did it work out, but, boy, you got yourself back in the game extremely fast from whatever it was, a 12-14-point deficit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually down 41-26 at one point late in third. And, you know, just things just didn't seem – that week it was like we were just working against ourselves for some reason. That hadn't been our MO at all this year. And so we did go into our full-court press with them, and, you know, we were able to turn them over and get back in the game. Actually took a one-point lead in the fourth at some point and had a tie ball game with, like, 40 seconds to go. And they got a bucket, and then I think we had a three for the tie, and it just didn't go in. So there it was that week. We lost, you know, two games kind of on the last possession type of game. So that was kind of the story of that week.
Okay, and then kind of continued, I guess, early this week too with Worth County. Worth County wins 47-45. Now, this was not a game. Now, I assume that this game was close, and was this kind of 50-50 most of the way, where the first time you played them, you had to come back and beat them because they had you in a pretty good hole within the first half. And then these other games that, you know, we just talked about, you know, one you were trying to grind through with Stuartsville, the other one you were trying in comeback mode against Maysville. Was Worth County close most of the way?
Yeah, I think the biggest lead, I think Worth County may have been up six at one point, kind of early. For the most part, it was back and forth. We had a two-point lead at halftime. Ollie came out, hit the first three threes of the game, and my brain was going on red alert that, you know, we want to do something a little bit different with him. And then I put, I told B.J. Iberger just to take him away, and he didn't score the rest of the night. So maybe we should have done that from the very beginning of the game, but we were trying to play just our base defense, see how that would hang out. But he was coming out and he was on fire, and so we immediately tried to take him away. And then they only had one score getting double figures with Drake Cassell, but he did end up getting 21. We were down five with a minute to go, hit a three, called timeout, they missed a free throw. A.J. Saunders was able to score on a drive with about 15 seconds to go, and then they shoot a three that they missed, and A.J. Saunders was trying his hardest to box out Drake Cassell, but he gives up a little bit of height and weight to him, and he was able to grab an offensive rebound at the bucket or at the buzzer to put it in. So great game by both teams. I thought both teams played well. It wasn't ever a sloppy game. It was just a good battle, and they came out, you know, 2 points ahead.
Okay, you've got your crossover game that is at Milan, so you got a long trip tonight to Milan ahead of you. Good young basketball team there that has you know, a fairly natural score. And then, you know, to me, their toughest matchup is probably their freshman post player who doesn't play like a freshman. He plays a lot more polished than that.
Yeah, I was able to see him. We saw him at the Jamboree for a half early in the year. I think we beat him by about 10 there. But, you know, those Jamborees don't really tell you much more than just about your own team. So I was able to catch him at Maysville the other night, and I think they've had an injury to one of the better players. Don't know how serious it is or whether he'll play tonight or not. But, yeah, they're extremely athletic, quick. I think it'll be a good test for us. And just, you know, something new. I know it's a long bus trip, but it's something new for our kids to see. So we're excited about it going in tonight.
It's Corbin Coase, head basketball coach of King City.